Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building what I like to call subweight, a jungle ARP shape that makes you sub hit harder by contrast, not by brute force. This is an intermediate Ableton Live 12 automation lesson, and the big idea is simple. Keep the low end clean, then use motion above it to make the sub feel bigger, deeper, and more aggressive. If you've ever heard a drum and bass drop that feels massive even when the actual sub isn't doing anything wild, that's the trick we're chasing here. The ear hears movement, tension, and space opening and closing, and suddenly the low end feels like it's got more pressure behind it. That's psychoacoustics working for you, and in jungle and DNB, it's gold. Let's start with the foundation, because the sub always comes first. Create a MIDI track and load operator or wavetable. If you're using operator, set oscillator to a sine wave, turn the other oscillators off, and keep it mono. You want the sub to be simple, stable, and emotionally kind of alone. That's important. If the low end gets too busy, the whole drop feels smaller. Write a short bass line in the key of your track. Keep it mostly in the C1 to C2 area, depending on tuning, and use short, deliberate note lengths. Think rolling, not wobbly. Think locked in, not flashy. Now shape it a little. Add EQ8 and high pass around 20 to 30 Hz just to clear out sub rumble. Then add saturator with a small amount of drive, maybe 1 to 3 dB, and turn soft clip on if it helps. Finally, add utility and keep the width at 0%. If the sub is already mono, don't overthink it. Just keep it solid and controlled. The point here is that the sub should feel like the anchor. Everything else is going to move around it. Now let's build the jungle ARP layer. Create a second MIDI track and load a brighter instrument. Wavetable is a great choice, or analog if you want a more classic feel. You can also use operator with a brighter oscillator if you want something lean and sharp. The goal is not a huge bass patch. The goal is a short, rhythmic, mid-range layer that creates movement and attitude for a starting sound. Think plucky. In Wavetable, try a saw-on oscillator 1 and a square or detune saw-on oscillator 2. Use a low-pass filter, maybe LP24. With a moderate filter envelope amount, keep the amp envelope short, fast attack, moderate decay, low sustain, short release. You want it to speak quickly and get out of the way. Then add auto filter for motion, maybe echo or delay for a bit of spatial glue, and if you want a rougher edge, a tiny bit of redux or saturator. Don't go heavy on reverb. Big reverb is one of the fastest ways to smear a bass idea and make it feel smaller. Now program the ARP pattern. This should feel more like a jungle riff than a trance ARP. You want offbeat accents, repeating notes, maybe an octave jump here and there, and a shape that feels rhythmic rather than mathematically perfect. A simple one-bar or two-bar phrase works really well. Try working with eighth notes or 16th notes. Leave gaps. Let the groove breathe. Jungle absolutely loves a little jaggedness, so don't polish away all the character. If you use Ableton's Arpeggiator, start with a 1/16 or 1/8 rate, and experiment with up, down, or converge. Keep the gate somewhere in the middle so the notes don't run on too long. And if the pattern feels too robotic, manually vary a few notes or velocities. That tiny human unevenness can be the difference between a loop and a riff. Here's where the lesson really starts to come alive. Automation. The ARP is not just there to play notes. It's there to shape the impact of the sub. So we're going to automate the ARP to open, close, swell, and recede in a way that makes the sub feel heavier. Start with auto filter on the ARP track. Automate the cutoff so the ARP begins a little more closed, opens as the phrase builds, and then closes again right before a strong sub hit. That opening and closing motion creates push and pull. Then ARP feels like it's leaning forward, then stepping back to make room. That space is the whole point. The listener hears the motion above the low end, and when it clears out for the sub note, the sub feels bigger than it actually is. Our really useful habit here is to automate fewer things, but with clearer intention. Don't move 5 parameters just because you can. Move the ones that matter. A single well-timed filter close can hit harder than constant motion everywhere. Next, automate volume. A lot of producers forget that volume automation is part of bass design. On the ARP track, try dipping the level by 1 to 3 dB right before important sub notes. That tiny dip can make the sub feel way heavier without changing the sub itself. Then, during a build, bring the ARP up a bit so the tension rises and the listener expects something bigger. If you want even more control, add sidechain style shaping. You can use compressor on the ARP track with a kick or sub group as the sidechain source. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to make the ARP pump like a house track. You're just making it respect the kick and the sub. A gentle amount of gain reduction is enough. If you prefer, You can do this manually with volume automation around key drum hits. In drum and bass, that manual approach can be really effective because the rhythm is so specific. Now let's make the ARP feel alive with device automation. Automate auto filter cutoff and resonance. Automate echo feedback and dry slash wet if you want the tail to bloom for a moment. Automate chorus ensemble if you want width to expand during the build. Automate saturator drive if you want a little extra bite before the drop. And use utility gain if you need to create a controlled dip or push. A nice 4-bar shape might look like this. Bar 1 is filtered and narrow, bar 2 opens up a little, bar 3 gets a touch more resonance and saturation, and bar 4 closes down, again before the next sub phrase lands. That kind of tension curve is classic heavyweight DNB arrangement. It gives the section a sense of motion, but it never steals the spotlight from the sub. Arrangement is where all of this becomes musical. Try a structure like this. The first few bars are just sub and sparse drums. Then the ARP comes in filtered and a little quiet. As the section develops, the ARP opens more and gains intensity. Right before a big sub hit, thin it out or even briefly mute it. Then let the sub land with maximum confidence. After that, bring the ARP back with more edge. That call and response relationship is huge in jungle and rolling DNB. It makes the drop feel like it's telling a story instead of just looping. Processing matters too. On the ARP, use EQ8 to high pass somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, depending on the sound. If the low mids get muddy, cut a bit around 250 to 500 Hz. If you need more presence, a gentle boost around 2 to 5 kHz can help the line speak more clearly. Keep the lower portion of the ARP narrower and let the upper harmonics spread more if you want width. Utility is great for this. The body stays focused, the top end can breathe a little, and the mono compatibility stays safer. A solid supporting chain might be wave-eatable into auto filter, saturator, EQ8, echo, and utility. That's enough to build a controlled animated layer without turning it into a giant washed-out texture. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't make the ARP too bass-heavy. If it's competing with the sub below around 150 Hz, you're losing impact. High-pass it properly and check it if you need to. Second, don't drown it in reverb. Big reverb can smear the groove and make the bass feel smaller, not larger. Third, don't over-automate everything. If every parameter is moving all the time, nothing feels important. Save the automation for phrase starts, phrase peaks, pre-drop clears, and impact points. Fourth, always think about contrast. A heavy drop needs quiet moments. If the ARP is constantly full-on, the sub has nowhere to land. And fifth, keep mono compatibility in mind. The sub should stay centered and stable. Always check that the width of the supporting layer isn't causing problems when sub to mono. Here are a few pro-style upgrades you can use if you want to take it further. Try octave displacement. Move the ARP up an octave for tension, then drop it back down briefly before the sub hits. That contrast can make the drop feel huge. Use resonance carefully. A little resonance at the right moment creates pressure and bite, but too much and it turns into a whistle. Add a tiny transient layer if the ARP feels too soft. A short noise click, a small percussive hit, or a subtle pluck can help the note speak without turning it into a percussion sound. In Ableton Live 12, clip envelopes are very useful here. You can automate filter cutoff, velocity, and expression style movement right inside the clip, which is great for detailed phrase shaping. And if you like the result, resample it. Freeze and flatten, or bounce the ARP to audio. That gives you more control over tiny mutes, reverse hits, and little edits that can add a lot of jungle energy. Here's a strong practice exercise. Build an 8-bar loop with a simple subline in operator and a short ARP in wave-eatable or analog. High-pass the ARP around 150 to 200 Hz. Automate the filter cutoff so it starts lower, opens by bar 4, and closes slightly before bar 8. Automate the ARP volume down by about 2 dB before the main sub note. Add a little saturation and echo. Then listen at different volumes and ask yourself, does the sub feel bigger when the ARP clears space? Does the groove still feel strong when you turn it down? That low volume check is really important. If the groove still feels powerful when it's quiet, your contrast and envelope work are probably doing the right thing. If you want an extra challenge, make two versions. One should be darker, tighter, and more restrained. The other should be a little brighter, more animated, and slightly wider. Compare them and see which one creates the stronger illusion of weight. So the main takeaway is this. Subweight is not about making the sub louder. It's about making the ear feel more pressure by shaping the space above it. Build a clean sub, add a jungle-style ARP. Use automation to open, close, thin and swell at the right moments. Let contrast do the heavy lifting. When you get this right, the ARP stops being a decoration and starts becoming a force multiplier for the sub. That's serious drama and bass energy. If you want, I can turn this into a bar-by-bar Ableton session plan next, or map out exact automation lanes for the ARP track.